up, all you awesome anglers. Welcome back to the Largemouth Angler Podcast, where we help you pull more fish in. It's me again, Herschel, your host, and the Largemouth Angler. Just a largemouth guy that loves catching those largemouth bass. Now, I know that bass fishing can be hard, and it takes a lot of time that we all don't have, and just to be crazy awesome at it, but I'm here to help you with those tips and tricks to make the most of that little time and just catch more fish. Today, I want to talk about something that is really important to understand and can be frustrating to deal with if you don't use the right one, and can be expensive if you really don't know what you're getting yourself into. And that is fishing line. That's right. Fishing line can make or break, ha, pun intended there, they can make or break the type of fishing that you're doing. With the proper line, you can just really elevate certain types of fishing even more than you already have. At the end, I'll tell you what my favorite general purpose line is and why. Now, maybe you know this already, or maybe you're just getting into this, but in bass fishing, we've really got three main types of fishing line. We have monofilament, fluorocarbon, and braid. Yes, there are technically more than three, but work with me right now. Let's start with monofilament, or mono for short. Mono is a stretchy line. It floats. It's pretty limp. It has low visibility. It has some memory to it. And this is more noticeable, actually, the longer that it stays on the reel. And it casts pretty smoothly, too. Fluorocarbon is a stiffer line that can cause tangles at times. It's virtually invisible. It has very little stretch. And that lack of stretch really helps increase the sensitivity a lot, especially when you're comparing it to something like mono. It sinks. It has a lot of memory. It has better abrasion resistance than mono, but still only about the same strength to diameter ratio. Then you have braided fishing line. Now, compared to its breaking strength, braid has a super small diameter. It has no memory. It's a super limp line. It has almost no stretch. Some say that it has no stretch, but it does, just a little. And it floats. It has good abrasion resistance. I mean, it can backlash, though. It can knot up pretty easily. So we've got those three main types of lines. Now what? Now we look at those types of baits that we want to fish with and what those different types of lines do to that and what really can work better in some of those situations. So when you're fishing the bottom, maybe Texas rigged worm, creature bait, something that you're dragging along the bottom, let's use fluorocarbon. It has really great abrasion resistance for pulling around the stuff that you're going to be in. It's super clear. It'll be hard to be seen. The stiffness gives you great feedback, so you really know what's going on down there, and it sinks well. With crankbaits, same case of fluorocarbon for a lot of the same reasons. Good abrasion resistance, super clear, hard to be seen. You can get good feedback. It sinks. Sinking is a point to make, especially on a deeper diving bait, because now the line is actually not going against what the bait wants to do, which is sink, but going along with it. So it's going to actually help you further there. May not seem like much, but it actually does. The only place that you may want to do a little different is with a lipless crankbait. Sometimes you're burning those through grass, and in those cases, some would rather opt for braid for its lack of stretch in order to rip through everything. Some people want to use mono because of the stretch to allow the fish to grab the bait and not really have it pull out as easily. For me, I'll say that while line matters on the stretch idea, the rod matters actually more. If you have a if you're crankbait fishing, having a rod with a little bit more of a flexible tip to it, so not as fast action, but more of a moderate run, that matters more because the rod is going to give more for that fish to be able to grab the bait. Jerkbaits, I would probably say for the most part, mono, unless you're trying to get that bait to go deeper easier, then go the fluorocarbon route. Mono is great there, because of the idea of the stretch factor, allowing the fish to grab the bait easier. They're not getting pulled out if they're lightly hooked or anything like that. So, I mean, that stretch does help a little bit. I know what I said before on the crankbaits, but it does help a little bit in those kinds of cases. Spinnerbaits, buzzbaits, mono. Mainly because of the idea of letting the fish grab the bait and really get hooked because of the stretch factor. And this is really great if you're having a lot of short strikes, because especially with those baits, we really want them to engulf it in for a really good hook set. Swim baits. This is really going to kind of depend on your size. I would typically say fluorocarbon for swim baits, but sometimes on a bigger one, you may want to go with a heavier duty monofilament 9. Topwaters, I think mono all the way. Fluorocarbon can actually mess up the action of these because it sinks. Braid, while it floats, the lack of stretch can affect you on your hook set. Mono, it floats. It gives you a little bit of stretch needed on that hook set so you don't rip that bait away. Weedless frogs, pretty much braid all the way, especially because fishing these, you'll mostly be in heavy grass and so on. You want to be able to have the strength to pull that bass out. You can have a super heavy braid and the diameter still be super small, which is good for casting lures that are light. Because it floats, you should have less issues with it getting tangled up in the grass and floating vegetation as well. Now for the general purpose thing. Let's talk about what type of angler you are. If you are not someone that strips your line off your reel every 3 to 6 months because the line's going bad, or really you just go fishing once in a while versus pretty regularly, you don't have like 50 reels that has something set up for all of these different types of fishing or anything like that, then I would use something like a monofilament or a copolymer. And what I mean by that is that when you're not fishing often, I just don't think it's worth investing in the extra expense that you get for braid or fluorocarbon. Use the cheaper line and just go down the road. You know, when I was a kid, I had a Zebco 404 combo that I'm pretty sure had the original line on it for years. Now, did the line look like curly fries coming off? Was it pretty brittle and did it break easily? Yeah, but for a lot of the fishing that I was doing at the time, and the size and type of fish that I was going after, the mono was fine like that. For me, what I have on many of my reels is actually a copolymer. I'm not necessarily stuck on a brand or anything yet. Right now, I'm trying one from P-Line called FluoroClear, which is supposed to be like a fluorocarbon-coated monoline or something like that. I don't know. I read the thing on all these copolymers on their website, and they all sound like some kind of weird voodoo, crazy, whatever. We make a magical line thing that's better on than anybody else's on the planet. The idea behind a copolymer for me is getting some of the premium stuff that you would get with a nicer line, but making it easier to cast at the same time. If you're using a bait caster and having trouble with backlashes, I would suggest a copolymer or mono. They just cast so much better than braid or fluoro, and you won't be as angry for dumping so much money into a high-end line to have half of your time just spent untangling it. The copolymer is going to have a little bit of stretch to it, and I think the sensitivity is okay enough. For me, the sensitivity factor is more noticeable on the rod as well as the hook set. I've noticed this on 3 different rods that I have. I've got a rod that I've had for years that I bought with a cheap combo with a fast tip. I've got a much nicer, newer rod with a fast tip. And then I've got a custom rod from my buddy Corey with Byrnes Outdoors. That's B-Y-R-N-E-S, Byrnes. And the rod has a moderate to fast tip. Regardless of the line, that cheap rod, it has almost no sensitivity to it. And this is most noticeable when I compare it to my custom rod, which is my go-to rod. I mean, the cheap combo, they all have their place. But it was like, I don't even remember where I bought it. I mean, you know, but it's like one of these things that you see at Bass Pro or whatever, and it's $60 or whatever. It's just like a little very cheap Shimano combo. And you think, oh, Shimano, that's a great name. It's going to be amazing. No, when I compare that to my custom rod, which, granted, just the material itself costs more than the actual rod of the other one. But the rod is crazy sensitive. The other one that I mentioned, the nicer new rod, that's good too. It's a favorite rod. But my point is that while line can make a difference, the rod can really make a significant difference. That custom rod gives me more of that give for the bass to take the bait. That rod combined with the copolymer line gives me a pretty great setup for my crankbaits and soft plastics that I mostly fish with. And that's it. Hey, pretty simple for me. That's all I've got for you today. I'd like to know what your favorite line is and why. I'm always looking to try new lines. So let me know on Insta. I'm the_largemouth_angler, or you can check the show notes for any of my other handles, email, all of that. Please just take a second to rate this podcast where you get your podcasts. Of course, I'm sure it's 5 stars. If you'd like to help out and sponsor this podcast, please go to anchor.fm/largemouth-angler and click on support. Keep those lines tight. And remember that, yes, while bass fishing is hard and we don't always have a ton of time to do it, I'm here to help you with the tips and tricks that you need to make the most of that little time and just catch more fish. This is the Largemouth Angler Podcast, voiced by me, Herschel, the Largemouth Angler, a largemouth guy that loves to catch largemouth bass. Keep it real, you awesome anglers. Adios.